Dylan Davis explains the gutless method for processing game in the field. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
A lot of guys do the gutless method, and I think it's becoming more and more popular. I think there's a video on YouTube. The key for me when I'm out in the field is we harvest a lot of animals. Usually it's one or two elk myself every year, two to three deer every year. We do the gutless method where you lay the animal on its side. We'll say the head's on the left-hand side, and we start up on the back legs. I usually start on the rear, and I use a certain kind of knife Outdoor Edge makes where it's got a ball on the end of the knife. It's not a puncture point. It's like a skinning knife. They call it a zipper knife. When you do it right, it literally unzips the animal like you're zipping a jacket. You won't cut any meat or anything because it's got a ball on the end of the knife. So I zip up the back leg, go straight down the back all the way up to the end of the neck, come down the front leg, come all the way down, and then I basically can pull the hide down. Sometimes you got to skin it a little bit, but I can pull it down to where the entire top side of the animal is wide open. So you got both front legs, the neck, the back straps, all that's there. I disconnect the back leg. You got to find that ball joint, which obviously can be a headache, but I find that. I keep the evidence of sex on there. Then I go up, get the front leg, take the front leg off, put those right in the game bag so those never touch the ground. Then the back straps are easy. You just get the back straps right out. Getting the tenderloins takes a little bit of practice. You just go behind the last rib, make a small puncture hole, and then kind of maneuver stuff around with your hands, and you just can get the tenderloins out. Perfect. Just flip it over, do the exact same thing.
And voila, field dressed. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.